The United States has raised tariffs on $200 billion of Chinese imports Friday, going up from 10 to 25%. Economist Diane Swonk says President Trump's latest tariff hike on Chinese goods will impact supply chains and could spiral from there.
Going to go into a whole category of goods that we buy when we go to the big box discounters, could go into clothing. Literally everything we buy that's any kind of a good, most of it comes from China these days, and so you will see that impacted. And the other issue is how it has ripple effects on the prices of other goods coming in from other parts of the world.
Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang says Beijing hopes that the United States will meet them halfway in resolving the dispute. The three new missiles North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has tested over the past week are familiar to military experts. They look just like a controversial and widely copied missile the Russian military has deployed to Syria and has been actively trying to sell abroad for years. VOA's Bill Gallo reports analysts are watching the launches closely.
Some analysts have said that if the North returns to testing the kind of longer-range banned ballistic weapons that it fired in unusually large numbers in 2017, it may signal that a frustrated North Korea is turning away from diplomacy.
That's VOA's Seoul Bureau Chief Bill Gallo. The World Health Organization is warning it may not be possible to contain Ebola in the two affected provinces in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo if violent attacks on health teams continue. In an update on Friday, the WHO warned that Ebola response activities had been halted for five consecutive days because of the insecurity. In one incident, WHO said that a burial team was violently attacked as they were interring a Ebola victim. This is VOA News. A U.S. airstrike in Somalia has killed 13 Islamic State fighters. That, according to a U.S. military statement, VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
The U.S. Africa Command said late Thursday the strike against the terrorist group was conducted in the Golis Mountains. The statement said, "We assess no civilians were injured or killed as a result of this airstrike." Another recent U.S. launch strike killed three IS insurgents in Somalia. AFRICOM said in April it had killed Abdul Hakim Dakub, an IS leader in Somalia. IS, however, is not the only terrorist group in Somalia. The al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab group remains a much larger presence in the country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
B-52 bombers ordered by the White House to deploy to the Persian Gulf to counter unspecified threats from Iran are beginning to arrive at a major American airbase in Qatar. On Thursday, U.S. President Donald Trump urged Iran's leadership to sit down and talk with him about giving up Tehran's nuclear program and said he could not rule out a military confrontation if the heightened tensions between the two countries continues.
What I'd like to see with Iran, I'd like to see them call me.
The AP's Sagar Mirghani also reports that Iran has declined that request.
An Iranian news agency quotes him as saying there will be no negotiations with America and that the U.S. would not dare take military action against Iran.
The USS Abraham Lincoln aircraft carrier strike group has also been sent to the region. After 8 months of relative calm, Syria's northwestern province of Idlib is once again a theater for bloody military operations, including heavy bombardment, airstrikes, and waves of civilian displacement as Syrian government troops backed by Russia push their way into rebel-held enclaves in a widening offensive. The violence of the past week threatens to completely unravel a crumbling ceasefire agreement reached between Turkey and Russia at the Black Sea resort of Sochi in September of last year, which averted a potentially devastating assault by the Syrian government to retake the province. The United Nations Children's Fund said a regional militia allied with Nigerian government forces freed on Friday almost 900 children that had used in a war against Islamist Boko Haram insurgents. According to UNICEF, the move brought the total number of children freed to more than 1,700. UNICEF says that non-state armed groups embroiled in the decade-long conflict against Boko Haram recruited more than 3,500 children between 2013 and 2017. The African National Congress held a commanding lead Friday in South Africa's parliamentary election, with over 80% of the voting districts counted. Final results are expected by May 11th. The winning party will then elect the next president to be sworn in on May 25th. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.